Jensen Betts, Corcoran Township.
Erica Jensen Becker, County Commissioner.
Cole Squeen, Detroit Township.
Jeff Moritz, Lake Eunice Township.
Tommy Eiley, Detroit Lakes.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Craig Hall, Idaho Township.
Herbie O, Wolf Lake.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, thank you. Minutes from the previous meeting, had a chance to review them. Any corrections or additions? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve.
I'll motion to approve.
A motion by Cole, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Craig. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right, I'll go over the protocol for this evening's hearing. We have no old business, so we will have introduced new business, which will consist of any conditional use permits, change of zone, preliminary plot approvals. Ask the applicant to step forward and introduce their application. I ask no one in the general audience to direct any comments to the application without, applicant without going through the board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application. After all is spoken, we'll ask the admin staff to read any written correspondence not in our packet. We'll then close testimony and deliberate. We are a board of recommendation to the county commissioners. They will address the planning and zoning matters around 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April 7th. With that, please shut off all cell phones and introduce the first applicant.
First application is Vertical Bridge on behalf of Justin Ashnowitz, requesting a conditional use permit for a 260-foot guy tower with a 9-foot landing rod.
All right, you're the applicant?
Yes.
All right.
On behalf of Vertical Bridge, this is Chris Munson.
Okay, Chris.
I've been working with Nikki for the last couple weeks.
All right. Explain a little bit about what your tower is.
This one is a 260-foot guy tower on the tract one parcel of Ashwood's properties. That's about it.
All right.
It's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
All right, any questions for the applicant?
Is it, you said it's a cell tower?
Yes.
Any questions for the applicant?
Only on specific location.
Well, hold on just a minute. All right.
Sure.
All right, you can have a seat.
Okay.
All right. I'll ask if there's anybody else in the general audience like to speak to this application. Please step forward and state your name. Yep.
Dave Goble, Frazee. Couple former students over here. They got by because it was a gift. Anyway, no, my only concerns are I own the property diagonal to the proposed tower. And my concern, I don't have to take up a lot of anybody's time, is if there's a power source for the tower, where does that come from? From the east or from?
From the, looks like it's just north of it there, of the proposed tower area on the line. That'll come off the line there.
And the main line is on the north side of the road?
Looks like it's...
There are two lines. There's lines on both north and south.
Okay. That might be determined later. I would assume off the south side.
I would assume so, too. My concern is, does the cell tower need electrical power?
Wait.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. So my concern is I'm in the process of planting trees on my property this spring.
Okay.
So my concern is if you're on the north, if it's on the north side, then...
Oh, okay. So you're on the north of the highway.
North.
Okay.
Diagonal. It's a Tim Cox that owns the stuff that you need to cross.
Okay. Yeah, as far as I know, that shouldn't affect anything.
Shouldn't.
All right.
Am I excused?
Not yet. Any questions for Chris? All right. All right. Appears he got his question answered directly, so it was easier that way. Don't have a rope pull. Yeah.
Yep. Should be in the right of way either
way. Right, it's in the right of way, so yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, can't plant trees in the right.
Can't plant trees in the right of way, and obviously they're coming off the right of way, so. All right, I don't see anybody else in the audience speak to this application. No written correspondence?
Not there.
All right, that will close testimony and deliberate.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion by Harvey to approve. Do I have a second? Got a second by Kim. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call a vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Second applicant, Vertical Bridge, on behalf of Steve and Leah Limburner, requesting a conditional use permit for a 190-foot self-supported tower with a 9-foot lightning rod.
Anything odd or different about this one compared to the last one?
Self-support, so it'll be, you've probably seen them, a triangular shape.
Yep.
So instead of guide wires coming down, it'll be this all the way up, larger and smaller.
Okay. Hence why it's called a bridge.
Or self-support.
Right. Is this something new you're going to? Is this, I mean, or just then you don't have to deal with the space for guy wires? Is that, I mean?
Typically, that's it's they like, they push, they will try to for a guide tower first, and the property owner has a lot of say in what, you know, aesthetics. If there's farming land that's agricultural, bringing in money, well, a guide wire might, guide tower might take a little bit of that land away. So,
okay.
So they're going to put this basically in the corner piece. It's not irrigated right now. Stay out of the way of the irrigator. That's not through the plan.
Correct.
Yep. All right. Any other questions for the applicant? All right. Thank you. You may have a seat.
Okay.
Anybody to speak to this application? Don't see anybody else. We'll close testimony. Open up to discussion or a motion.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion by Craig. Do I have a second? Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, call a vote. Everybody in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. So now we got to do a board reorg.
Yep, election of officers. So you can ask for nominations.
All right.
Nominate Dave.
Second.
Fourth.
Yeah, you can go ask her questions. All right. Any other nominations? Hearing none, we'll close nominations. All right.
We need a secretary as well.
Yeah. All right. Nominations for secretary?
Who's it now?
It's Jeff.
Jeff.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Nominate Jeff.
I second.
I decline. My ear goggles, I have a problem hearing the audience. Seriously. So. Yep. I can hear you. That's the thing I don't like about, well, so I'd like to decline that. It's been a long time, but someone else. We have a perfect man right next to me.
What do you got to do?
Basically, just look smart.
Basically, well, and there again, because we haven't had a vice, right?
Yeah.
No. Normally, when I have not been here, Jeff is
just aware.
Yeah, and then you got to sign sign plats.
Yeah.
Whatever. Will and Cole?
So you.
It don't matter after.
I nominate Cole.
I'll second.
We got a motion and a second. Any other nominations?
It's like it's too hard.
It's not too
hard. Nope. All right. No other nominations. Cole, congratulations. You're the new secretary.
Wonderful. Put that on your
resume. Anything else he can do?
All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
A motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Meeting adjourned.